nuts in the old tin can, the mash in the car, the barley in the bran, the run like a devil from the excise man, keep his foot from raising Barney. Eyes well peeled today, the tall, tall men, they're on their way, they're searching for the mountain tay in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran, run like a river from the excise man, give this one from raisin barley. Butcher and a quart for Tom and a bottle for the poor old Father Tom to help the poor old deer along in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran, run like a river from the excise man, keep the smoke from raisin barley. The left, no swing to the right, so the excise man can dance all night. He's drinking with the tail to the broad daylight in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots in the old tin can, the mash in the corn, the barley in the bran, run like a devil from the excise man, get his work from raisin barley. Groans and don't you fall, the excise men they're at the wall, Jesus Christ they've drinking it all in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots in the old tin can, the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran, run like a devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from raising barley. Gather up the pots in the old tin can, the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran, run like a devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from raising barley.
Well, I'm not quite sure about the ending of that. There we heard Gaelic Storm and their version of the Hills of Connemara. Connemara, a beautiful part of Ireland, way over in the west. Scenic, absolutely wonderful. Hills, forests, streams and rivers, lakes. Everything going for it. And of course, there they make the poteen. Or what do you call it? White lightning or something of that ilk. But I hope my friends in Clay County enjoyed that, because why I wanted to play that was because, again, it shows you the influence that Irish music had on the present country music in America and bluegrass. And we've spoken about this on the programme before, how Irish immigrants years ago brought with them their fiddles and their tin whistles, and some of them brought their accordions, and they went out to the rural parts of America, and there was only one way of making music, and that was making their own music. And they mixed with the French and the Spanish and the various European groups, and they formed, well, that was the beginning of American folk music, bluegrass music, country music, call it what you will. But, you know, if you listen very carefully to some of these Irish tunes, the jigs and the reels and things, and you can follow some of that bluegrass roots, can you not? Well, I think so anyway. Gaelic Storm and the Hills of Connemara. Now we're going to slow it down, because we're going to have a duo that have been, well, producing albums like hot cakes. Mind you, they play better than hot cakes. This is Foster and Allen. This was a big hit for Philomena Begley some years ago, but here's Foster and Allen and their version of a lovely song called The Way Old Friends Do.
You and I can share the silence, finding comfort together the way old friends do. And after fights and words of violence, we make up with each other the way old friends do. Times of joy and times of sorrow, we will always see it through. Oh, I don't care what comes tomorrow, we can face it together the way old friends do.
Since the beginning of Sounds Irish, a good couple of years ago, I don't think I've ever played an Irish jazz musician. I'm going to do that just now. But he's not just an Irish jazz musician. He's a friend of mine, and he has been playing clarinet, leading his own group for many, many years. Hails from County Monaghan. His name, Paddy Cole. Now, Paddy, well, it runs in his blood. His father was a musician, and Paddy then joined what was called a show band. And we'll talk about show bands on another programme. But he formed then his own band called the Paddy Cole All-Stars. Now, Paddy's type of jazz is traditional jazz. He loves playing Dixieland, traditional jazz. And he introduces this track himself. And I'm going to dedicate this to my new listeners on the radio station in New Orleans. And I hope you enjoy Paddy Cole's version of Bourbon Street. Let's have Paddy himself introduce it.
We've done a lot of things. A lot of guys in the business have done a lot of things that they wanted to aim to try and do. And one of the greatest thrills for me was when we went to New Orleans with the band, with the Paddy Cole All-Stars, and to see a poster up with my name on it, featured tonight, Paddy Cole and his All-Stars in Bourbon Street.
Thank you.
Yes, friends, you're right. You're listening to Sounds Irish with Joe Bollard. And that was the first example we have had on the programme, and we'll have more in future, I can promise you, of the way we Irish people can play jazz. And we can do it as good as most. That was Paddy Cole, the king in my book of traditional jazz and Dixieland. And for all my friends in New Orleans, I hope you enjoyed that one. Down in Bourbon Street. I mentioned Philomena Begley a few moments ago when we were speaking about Foster and Allen and the big hit that Philomena had with their song. Here's she singing a lovely song. Philomena has been, well, singing country music for, well, quite a goodly number of years. And she's still singing as well as ever. She was the first titled Queen of Country here in Ireland, although we've got lots of singers who still now call themselves Queen of Country. Philomena Begley and Golden Silver Days.
As I'm sitting by the firelight and turning back the years, I can hear my mother singing in the morning as she scrubbed our shining faces and then packed us off to school. All too soon those days without warning. So sing me the song of our gold and silver days. Days filled with innocence and light. Not a penny to our name. We were happy. My father took the floor. I can hear us join together in the chorus, singing just a song of twilight and the moon behind the hill. Now those voices, they are silent, gone before. Sunday afternoon, then we danced to Johnny Quigley and the Royal. Through the years we all were scattered, but those friends were good and true. Always there when they were needed, always loyal. So sing me
Ireland's Queen of Country, Philomena Begley there, Gold and Silver Days. Now, when I say Mary Black to you, of course you're thinking things like A Song for Ireland and The Rose of Allendale. But no, Mary hails from a very talented family. The Black family, they could all sing or perform in some way or other, and they've made some wonderful albums together. I'm going to play you now a track from one of those albums, The Black Family. It's a sort of a sea shanty, and it's entitled Billy O'Shea.
We all got drunk in Dublin City, fall down me Billy. We all got drunk in Mars the Pity, fall down Billy O'Shea. Fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down Billy O'Shea. We lay down on Sir John Rogerson's quay, fall down me Billy. And when we woke we were out to sea, fall down Billy O'Shea. Fall down, fall down me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down Billy O'Shea. We are no sailors, Captain dear, fall down me Billy. And a bit unhappy to reef or steer, fall down Billy O'Shea. Fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down Billy O'Shea. Said I've a cure for that, fall down me Billy. And here for a start is a dose of the cat, fall down Billy O'Shea. Ah, fall down, me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down Billy O'Shea. He sent him up to the topmast yard, fall down me Billy. When he hit the deck he took it hard, fall down Billy O'Shea. Fall down, fall down me Billy. We're bound away for America, fall down Billy O'Shea. We wrapped him up in the canvas sail, fall down me Billy. We lowered him gently over the rail, fall down Billy O'Shea. And over the side and down he goes, fall down me Billy. Davy Jones with his stitch through his nose, fall down Billy O'Shea. Ah, fall down, me Billy. Bound away for America, fall down Billy O'Shea. Ah, fall down, me Billy. Bound away for America, fall down Billy O'Shea.
The Black Family and Billy O'Shea, and they all got drunk in Dublin City and finished up, well, being shanghaied onto a boat heading for America. All Irish songs talk about America because it rhymes with things. Well done. I think they must have had some wonderful music sessions in that Black Family. I think they hailed from Rathlin, Ireland, and the parents were musical as well. So there's Mary and there's Frances, and, well, there's a gansy load of them, as we say here in Ireland. Now, here's a song that, again, like some earlier track I played, I don't think it's an Irish song. It's sung for us here by Christy Moore. Now, I've mentioned it on the programme before. I'm not the world's biggest Christy Moore fan. I do realise how talented he is, and he's had some storms in his life that he's overcome, and he's a very good musician, particularly when it comes to ballads and folk. This is his version of that lovely song, A Bunch of Time. He does a lovely job on this.
¶¶
young and fair. All you that are blooming in your prime, oh, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal away your thyme, for thyme it is a precious thing, and thyme brings all things to my mind. Oh, thyme with all its labors, along with all its joys, thyme brings all things to an end. Oh, once I had a bunch of thyme, I thought it never would decay, but on came a rusty sailor who chanced to pass that way. He stole my bunch of thyme away. The sailor gave to me a rose, a rose that never will. Gave it to me to keep me well minded of when he stole my thyme away. So come all you maidens, young and fair, all you that are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal away your thyme, for thyme it is a precious thing, and thyme brings all things to my mind. All its labors, along with all its joys, thyme brings all things to an end.
Now it's country and Irish time again, and it's Dominic Kerwin. Now, I had this album sent to me the other day, on which there are a number of country and Irish singers singing, well, songs I hadn't heard before. I wonder, have you heard this one from, well, you'll hear it now, from Dominic Kerwin, entitled Like Father, Like Son, and it carries a great message.
Like father, like son, like mother, like daughter, what is sown by the one will be growing by the other. What we are when we're old is what we learn when we're young. You may wander from the fold like father, like son. Now I knew a man when I was a child. He was so calm and I was so wild, but I always wished I could be that way. Now I find I'm growing a little calmer every day. Like father, like son, like mother, like daughter,
What is sown by the one will be growing by the other. What we are when we're old is what we learn when we're young. You may wander from the fold, like father, like son. Now I'm a man, and I know a child, and I try to understand when he runs a little wild. But I hope and I pray that when he looks at me, he sees a man like he would someday want to be. Like father, like son, like mother, like daughter. What is sown by the one will be growing by the other. What we are when we're old is what we learn when we're young. You may wander from the fold, like father, like son. You may wander from the fold, like father, like son.
Dominic Kerwin there, like father, like son. You know, I got quite excited during the week because I had an album sent to me by a group I've never heard before. And I'm always anxious to get new groups and listen to new groups. And this group are known as the Burns Sisters. Now, I want to explain a little before I play the track. Most of you will know that around 1845-46, Ireland was hit by a dreadful famine. Now, not only Ireland, but a lot of Europe, but we're concentrating mainly here on Ireland. They were struck down with a huge potato famine because most of the people in the rural areas, well, that was their staple diet, potatoes, and the potato crop failed year after year. And many people died on the roadside. They just starved to death. And others, well, they had no option left but to go and emigrate to, well, to England or to America or to Australia, wherever. And that's why we had such an exodus of people leaving Ireland from about 1845 to right up until 1880. But this is the story of the workhouse. Now, let me explain what the workhouse was. For those people who couldn't afford to farm the farm, they either, as I say, went to America or they stayed behind and went into the town workhouse, which was just for poor people. And it was dreadful. They were dreadful places, the workhouse. But that was all that was left for people. They had no home and they had to go to the workhouse. And this, the Burns Sisters are telling us, are singing for us a song entitled The Workhouse.
The last time I saw my father, we said goodbye at the workhouse door. He said, say your prayers and take care of each other. Fighting tears, I kept looking at the floor. I remember walking that cold hallway. I held tight my little sister's hand. They took us from our brothers, our baby and dear mother. I was just a kid and I couldn't
My friends, that's an amazing album. Maybe on next week's programme, I play another track from that album, one of my favourite Irish ballads entitled Kilkelly. I've played it on the programme before by various artists, but maybe on next week's or the week after, we might play another track from the Byrne Sisters album. Oh, I just thought that was a fantastic track and they get a gorgeous sound. Now, this next song was written by a friend of mine, May O'Higgins. May has gone to God now, but it's sung here by a new friend of mine, a friend that I had email contact with, and that's John Kelly. John hails from County Mayo in the west of Ireland, has a wonderful sort of, well, I can only say a Jim Reevesy type country voice, and he's telling us all about Doonaree, which is in Kings County in County Cavan, and a beautiful place it is too.
If you ever go to Ireland, I'm sure you would agree to take the road from Dublin town way down to Doonaree. And when you find the wishing well beyond the chestnut tree, beneath the spell of the wishing well. Will you make this wish for me?
Oh, to be in Newbury with the sweetheart I once knew.
To stroll neath the shade of the leafy glade
where the rhododendrons grew.
And to sit with my love on the bridge above near a rippling waterfall. To go back home, nevermore to roam, is my dearest wish of all. And if you take the hilly path to the woods where bluebells grow, where we as barefoot children play so many years ago, you'll find a slumbering castle there, entwined in memory, beneath the spell of the wishing well. Will you make this wish for me?
Oh, to be in Newbury with a sweetheart I once knew.
To stroll neath the shade of the leafy glade where the rhododendrons grew.
And to sit with my love on the bridge above near a rippling waterfall.
To go back home, nevermore to roam, is my dearest wish of all. To go back home, nevermore to roam, is my dearest wish of all.